Inside Sources.
Inside Sources.
America's voice of reason. Boyd Matheson. On Utah's home for elevated conversation. Inside Sources on KSL News Radio.
College commencement ceremonies are happening across the country and right here in the state of Utah today. And the headlines over the last few weeks have, of course, focused on college campuses, protests, riots, occupation, division. We want to get past the headlines of all of that because we want to figure out the way across all of those divides and look at what are the principles. What are the principles that graduates and the rest of us, for that matter, should be focused on as we enter graduation season? Let's begin.
Think you know the news of the day? Think again with Boyd Matheson on KSL News Radio.
Well, it is always a good day when we can have Ibu Patel on the show. And it's even better today because we have you in the state of Utah in studio today. Ibu Patel, of course, is the founder and president of Interfaith America, an impact scholar for the University of Utah, and a commencement speaker up on campus tonight. Welcome back to the Beehive State.
It's great to be here. Thanks so much.
So obviously there's a lot of contention, a lot of questions going on about what is happening on college campuses. You're going to go speak to a large group of graduates today. What should they be thinking about?
Well, there's a lot that's happening on campuses right now. There's actually a great line by Susan Sontag. She once said, whatever is happening, there is always something else going on. So if the only thing you're seeing on college campuses right now is things that are insulting and offensive and disruptive, I want you to know that there's also peaceful protests happening. People just saying, stop the war.
Yeah.
And if all you're seeing is people who are peacefully protesting, I promise you there's disruptions happening also. So let's keep the whole in mind. But my message today at the University of Utah is you need to be a leader in diverse democracy. Mm. You need to take the privilege of this education and be grateful to the people who helped you cross this stage and to take that privilege and to lead. And in my mind, being a leader in a diverse democracy is not just knowing about the abstract ideals of freedom of speech and the right to vote, but also doing something in your home. And I think the thing people should do is host a potluck.
The potluck democracy, I think, is we may need to chisel that in granite somewhere, that it is the key. So break that down for us. Give us the essence of the potluck and how each of us can participate in that potluck of democracy.
Yes, well, Boyd, as you're suggesting, like I love the idea of a potluck as kind of a metaphor for our democracy, right? And there's a concreteness to it also, which I'll get to in a moment. But we often talk about the United States as a melting pot. Mm. The problem with that is that it requires people to melt their distinctive identities down into some kind of a common goo, and nobody wants to do that, right?
Yeah.
Muslims don't want to do that, and my Mormon friends don't want to do that. So you want to keep your distinctiveness. You're proud of that. But too often these days, diversity is presented as a battlefield. That's terrible also. We can't always just be fighting each other. So how should we think of diversity? We should think of it as a potluck. People should bring their distinctive dish to a common table. Those distinctive dishes are often inspired by a particular identity, whether you're from Poland or whether you're Potawatomi Indian, right? You have a distinctive identity that shapes your distinctive dish. But you bring it to a common table where those different dishes can be in creative combination and where people of diverse identities and divergent ideologies can be in enriching conversation.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. Doesn't happen unless somebody raises their hand and says, I'm going to host a potluck.
Yeah.
I'm going to open up my home. I'm going to create a safe space, and I'm going to issue an invitation to a diverse set of people to bring their best dish to the table.
Yeah, I love that on so many levels. And I think as we not only value that diversity, because nobody wants a goo. Nobody wants to eat that melted down. Oneness is not sameness in this country. And when we recognize that not just the dignity in our differences, but the divinity in our differences. You often talk about that in terms of kind of that sacred space, that holy ground where that happens. Kind of walk us through that as it relates to this.
Well, yeah, I think it's really powerful that the way we speak of the United States, the metaphors we use are very often sacred metaphors, right? City on a hill, that's biblical. Beloved community, cathedral of humanity, almost chosen people, better angels of our nature. I don't think this is an accident. Like, I really think that people from the four corners of the earth, speaking different languages, praying in different ways, coming to a single patch of ground and attempting to build out of it a nation, I think that that's a sacred project. And it deserves our best efforts, and it deserves contributing to it. It deserves being clear when it fails its ideals, as in the cases of slavery and Jim Crow, et cetera. And mostly it deserves our attempt to make it better. Yeah. So let's make it better.
Yeah. As you're up there tonight for this graduation, looking at that message of how do we come to that table and how do we go about that, one of the things that you and I were talking about earlier today that I think is so important is that when you create that invitation, you make the call for the potluck, but for some people that's a little harder, a little more difficult. Some of those barriers prevent them from contributing, and I think we're at a time in our community, in our country, where we need every voice.
That's right. That's right. A potluck is less delicious if some people can't bring their dish. Mm. And we have to understand that one of the reasons potlucks are so powerful is because they express the deep essence of both democracy and divinity, which is everybody's a contributor. Mm-hmm. Everybody's made in the image of God. In the Muslim tradition, we believe everybody is given the breath of God. Everybody is a contributor, but not everybody faces the same circumstances. Some people are born in stocked kitchens with excellent transportation, and some people are born with in a kitchen with bare cupboards, and they're walking everywhere with bare feet, right? And we need to look at those barriers straight in the eye. There's racism. There's poverty. There's homophobia. There's anti-Semitism. There's Islamophobia. These are bad things. Now, they don't define people. Islamophobia is not at the center of Muslim identity. Islam is at the center of Muslim identity.
Right.
Some of my friends make that mistake. They think Islamophobia is what makes Muslims. Actually, it's inspiration from Islam that makes Muslims. But we need to reduce Islamophobia so that Muslims can bring our hummus and our biryani to the table. We need to reduce anti-Semitism so Jews can bring their tabbouleh and their wonderful dishes to the table, right? We need to make sure that we are recognizing how important it is that people are contributors, that we're creating a common space for people to bring those distinctive contributions, and that we're reducing barriers so that everybody has an easier time making that contribution.
Yeah. One of the other things that you and I talked about earlier today was this power to convene, the ability to offer the invitation is in some ways you uniquely American. In some ways, it's the most powerful thing we have to simply invite and convene.
Invitation is how every good thing happens,
yeah.
Right? It's how people start volunteering.
Mm.
Somebody else invites them to do that. It's how people work on political campaigns. It's how people run for office. It's how people join clubs. The invitation is what happens. And so that's one of the most powerful things about being a leader and a host of a potluck or in any other way is you are standing up and saying, I am stepping into this, and I am inviting you to join me.
Yeah.
And collectively, we're going to create something beautiful.
Yeah.
Collectively, we're going to create something beautiful.
I love that. And we always say that the beginning to a solution to any problem is the moment someone says, let's talk about it. Let's
yes.
come together.
Yes.
And I know at Interfaith America, your organization, you're extending that invitation to come talk about it in a lot of different ways. Tell us about some of that work.
That's right. Well, right now we're doing a lot of work with college campuses.
Mm-hmm.
And people don't see it because there's so much conflict that's high profile right now. But we're really working with college campuses, starting with the University of Utah, really, to help reset the default setting to cooperation and away from confrontation.
Yeah.
We need to really train the bridge builders. And we need to celebrate the peacemakers. We need to say that what we excel at in a diverse democracy is building bridges across disagreements.
Yeah.
And that's a skill. And it takes knowledge and it takes training. And that's what we should be focused on our college campuses and beyond, is helping people build the bridges of understanding and cooperation. And that's the work that we do at Interfaith Youth Corps, everywhere from presidents of universities right down to entering first-year students.
Oh, fantastic. Well, everyone is looking forward to your address tonight, part of commencement up at the University of Utah. Eboo Patel, a vital voice in our country and in our community. You've been a big blessing to us through your writing through Deseret News and Deseret.com. We always love having you on the show. And I think you're, again, one of those vital voices in the country that's going to call us all to the table so we can have a little better potluck and a much better democracy. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you, Boyd.
Lots to think about, lots to unpack there as we listen to Eboo Patel and all of these conversations that should be happening on campus. What we celebrate actually matters, and I think we tend to focus on those that are doing the things that are unlawful as opposed to the peaceful protesters or those who are showing dignity across their differences, who are having a higher level conversation. There's a lot of things that I hope our graduates from every university, from every college, from every high school this year recognize, and that is if they can stay curious and humble, if they can engage in civic conversations, then we're all going to get to that creative combination where we actually form a more perfect union. We'll be right back.
Think again on Inside Sources with Boyd Matheson.